晚安。
Good evening.
上个礼拜我们没有聚会。
Last week we were not here.
你们到哪里啊？
Where did you go?
啊？你在家里。
You're probably at home.
我们从这个礼拜开始。
From this week onwards.
我们一个新的系列开始了。
We have a new series.
就是圣经中的困难的章节。
The difficult passages in the Bible.
那么圣经是3000多年前就开始写的。
The Bible has been written from 3,000 over years ago.
直到今天是全世界销路最广一本最多的一本书。
Until today, it's still the bestseller in the entire world.
圣经被翻译成超过1400种的语言跟不同的这个民间的话语。
The Bible has been translated to more than 1,400 languages in the world.
已经在通行全世界成为最销路、最被尊重的一本书。
It is the most honored book and the bestseller around the world.
但是圣经里面有一些的话是很难明白的。
But there are passages in the Bible that are difficult to understand.
是因为词句的困难呢？
Is it because of the grammar?
是因为文化的不同呢？
Or the different way it is portrayed?
是因为风俗习惯跟我们相差太远呢？
Or could it be cultural differences?
或者因为所记述的事情不是事实呢？
Or perhaps it did not record the facts?
很多人认为有很多圣经里面难懂的话跟科学的记载是有一段的距离的。
Many people think that there's a difference between scientific records and the Bible.
所以呢，有一些人以为自己有了学问就很难接受圣经。
So some people believe that because they are educated, it is difficult to accept the Bible.
所以把圣经的一些的地方当作是很难解的、不合理的，或者不合科学的，或者过时的，或者违背我们人性里面理智需要的话语。
And consider certain passages of the Bible to be unscientific, illogical, or something that is not reasonable.
所以我们就要把这些的重要的这个经文。
So we want to take all these important passages.
每个人有困难的经文。
Passages that are deemed to be difficult.
我们拿来解释。
We want to explain them.
我不知道我们这个系列要用多少的时间。
I do not know how much time we will spend in this series.
我们试试看。最少有差不多半年以上的时间来好好讨论这些问题。
But we will attempt at least half a year.
所以呢，如果你们有一些的青年人，你们的朋友，他们的信仰上有困难，是因为这一类的这个圣经的章节的，你们可以把它带到主的面前来。
So you can invite your friends, people who seem to have difficulties in the Bible.
我们这个查经会呢，今年是第7年了。
This is the 7th year we have the expository preaching.
有谁是这一年才知道才来参加的，请举手我看看。
Who among you know of this only this year? Raise your hand.
今年才知道才参加的，请举手。
Only this year, raise your hand.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
有哪一个人是今天这个系列开始才来的，请举手。
Who is here for the very first time?
也有一些的人。
Also some of you.
有哪一个人是2个礼拜前我讲达文奇密码的这个讲座才第一次来的，请举手。
Those who have attended the Da Vinci Code.
这三群人差不多是同一群人。
So the three group almost the same group.
所以其他的都是老朋友。
The rest have been here many times.
现在我们有一点点的新朋友了。
We have some new friends.
今天我开始也在印尼教会开始讲这个题目。
Today in Indonesia, I started the same topic.
不但整个楼满了。
Not only was the place fully seated.
在第二楼 extension 用电视就坐了60-70个人。
We had extension by video, about 70 people were there.
所以我盼望能够在这个时代重新建立一些青年人纯正的信仰。
In this era, I want to equip young people with pure faith.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你用你的爱吸引我们到你的面前。我们愿意把被造的理性放在启示真理的圣灵的面前，让主你自己所启示的真理可以引导你所创造的理性，使我们因此得着信仰，因此回到你的面前。愿主你自己用主你至圣的真道建造我们的灵性，用主你至圣的活泼的圣言来建立我们的信仰，好叫我们在你的面前不是盲从，不是随意的信仰，乃是真有负责任的心，在你的面前以敬畏的态度顺从真理，建立起纯正的信仰。求你赐福给你的仆人，给他有当讲的话语，你的恩爱高牧他，充满他，你的灵与他同在，给讲的翻译的同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚。是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求的，阿门。
阿门。
创世纪第一章第一节
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1
起初上帝创造天地
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
这一句话在中文的翻译里面一共只有八个字
In the Chinese translation there are 8 words
而这八个字就包含了四个大的范围
In within these four, eight words, there are four different areas.
第一就是关于时间的开始。
The first one is the beginning of time.
第二就是关于一切的存在的原本。
The second one is the source of all existence.
第三就是这个宇宙的存在的方法。
And thirdly, how the cosmos come into existence.
第四就是在这位原始的创造者他原本的一切的存在的根源产生出来的是一个怎样的世界。
And the fourth one is what sort of world came about from his creator.
起初上帝创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们的第一个题目就是是创造呢，或者是进化呢？
So our first question is it creation or evolution?
在整个人类的历史中间
，In the history of man,
我们几乎没有看见一个文化是不相信创造的。
There isn't a civilization that does not believe in creation.
虽然对于创造是怎样的，而创造者是谁，没有很清楚的记述或者解释。
Although there isn't many good explanation about the creator or creation.
我们心灵的深处有个最基本的要求，这个世界乃是被造而成的。
But deep in our hearts, there is a demand that the world has been created.
在所有的宗教里面。
Among all faith,
有隐约隐藏着这个世界不是自己本身就是这样的。
Implicitly, we believe that the world did not come about just like this.
在人良心深处的要求
，in the depths of the demands of our conscience,
有一个创造者产生的这个万有。
There is a creator that will create all things.
所以这个不单是宗教的问题，也是文化的事情。
Not only is this a religious problem, it's a cultural one.
相反的。
Conversely,
无论在宗教在文化的历史中间
In the history of religion and culture
你几乎都没有发现有什么叫做进化的观念在远古的世界中间产生出来的
From ancient days you would not find the concept of evolution
虽然有一些有关于好像是进化的思想记述过
But although there are some recording of thoughts that are similarly related to evolution
这些几乎没有牵涉到对神的信仰好像变成绝对敌对的相反相对的两种理论。
But this does not seem to form a theory that is opposing to God.
但是到了19世纪的时候
，But by the 19th century，
就产生一个新的理论，叫做进化论。
The new theory of evolution came.
进化论成为一个理论的系统，实在是19世纪才集大成的。
Only in the 19th century did this become a system of thought.
但是进化论的基本观念是从变化的哲学观产生出来的。
But the basic concept of evolution comes from the concept of change.
这种变化的哲学观是2400-2500年以前在希腊已经有的。
This concept of change came about in Greece 2400 years ago.
等一下我们会进一步来思考这个问题。
We will think about this later.
那么呢，圣经开宗明义第一句话。起初上帝创造天地
The Bible starts by saying In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
这是所有的宗教的经书里面没有一本可以与这一句话相比的
None of the scriptures of religious faith can compare to this
因为作为一个经典
As a scripture
一开始就把这个世界怎么来的交代清楚这一句话是最简短也是最直接的
This sentence gives us the most precise and concise declaration.
起初上帝创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这不是一个探讨的词句。
This is not a sentence of investigation.
这不是个想象的结果。
Or the product of imagination.
这个不是个讨论的题目。
Or a topic for discussion.
也不是一个探索的过程。
Or a process of seeking.
所以这句话就是一个宣布。
This is a declaration.
一个非常有把握的宣布。
A confident declaration.
绝对没有妥协，也绝对没有犹豫不决的成分在里面。
And no compromising or doubts.
是绝对完全 肯定的一个宣布。
An absolute and confident affirmation.
起初，上帝创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这个精神跟这种技术的宣布的办法，是圣经特有的权威所展现出来的。
This spirit and this confidence come from the authority of the Bible.
那这里所讲的起初到底什么意思呢？
What does in the beginning mean?
是有一个开头的意思。
It means there is a start.
啊，这个开头是谁的开头呢？
But who is this starter?
是不是被造之物的开头呢？
Is it the starting of the created world?
或者创造者本身的开头呢？
Or the beginning of the creator?
或者无论被造之物，无论创造者本身，更高一层的需要一个开头呢？
Does that mean that all things need a beginning?
啊，中文翻译的时候用起初这个字。
The Chinese translation used 起初。
啊，这个起初这个字竟然跟约翰福音第一章第一节所讲的是不一样的另外一个词。
It is a different term from Gospel John chapter 1 verse 1.
所以我相信翻译中文圣经旧约新约的学者，他们都知道这里面一定有本质的差异。
I believe the translator of the Bible all in the New Testament understood qualitative difference.
所以呢，在旧约里面说起初上帝创造天地。
The Old Testament says, in the beginning, God created the earth, heaven and earth.
在约翰福音第一章第一节说，太初有道。
But in the Chinese translation, it's 太初。
所以我们要看到底这里的起初跟约翰福音第一章第一节的太初是不是同样的一件事情。
And the question is, are these two terms the same thing?
这个太初好像比起初更太一点点。
The word 太初 seems to be earlier than the beginning.
中文讲的太的时候，这是指最最最最最最高、最先、最基本、最上面、最大的，那才用太。
And the Chinese word 太 is used as the absolute very, very beginning.
所以你不要得罪太太，因为她是太的太。我们讲太上皇帝。
And for example, we use 太上皇帝 to mean
太极。
To talk about the very beginning.
就是指最初最大最高的那个叫做太。
The greatest, the ultimate.
那么当提到太初的时候。
When you use the word 太初，
就是表示一切的原先的原先的原先的最原先的原先。
It refers to the source of all beginning.
这样呢，我就认为新约翻的太初跟旧约创世纪第一章的起初是不一样的。
And so I believe the Gospel of John is different from that of Genesis.
啊，创世纪第一章的起初应当是指被造界的开始。
In the beginning.Used in the book of Genesis probably referred to the beginning of the created world.
而约翰福音第一章的太初是指超过一切被造界开始一先到本身原先的状态。
But the, in the beginning used in the Gospel of John refers to the very, very beginning before all creation.
所以这样这是指时间的源头跟超时间成为一切时间源头的源头不同的地方。
This is the difference between the source of the time and the source of the source of time.
起初上帝创造天地。
In the beginning God created the heaven and earth.
这就告诉我们的这个天地有一个开头的地方。
It tells us that heaven and earth has a beginning.
天地有一个根本的开始。
There is a basic beginning.
这个开始因为上帝的创造所以才有开始的。
It came about because of creation of God.
这个开始就成了一切存在最先本来就有的那个时间被造以后才存在的那个永具。
It becomes the content of the creation of time that all things may exist through that.
Time becomes the original container which starts all existence after time's existence. 所以上帝先让时间成了一切存在的永具，然后再把被造之物在这个存在的永具里面成为一个存在中间的存在。
God first allowed time to be a container for all things and then create all things to be contained within time.
换句话说，因为神创造，所以才有存在。
In other words, because God has created, so existence come about.
神一创造，存在就有一个开始了。
And God has a beginning in existence.
存在在这个存在的时间里面，也就是上帝把存在放在被造的时间中间。
And God placed existence in time which He has created.
上帝又把存在 放在存在的方位四周的空间里面。
And also God placed existence in space.
所以这样的时间与空间就成为一切被造界存在的基本容具。
Therefore, time space become the container of all existence.
空间是比较用存在的围着延伸出去的四周上下。
And space refers to material things that can be expanded and measured up and down.
用有形的尺把它量出它的距离出来。
We are able to measure it with a ruler.
但是空间是这样，时间不是这样。
But this is not the case with time.
这样空间就是一个比较有形体形色的一个存在。
Space therefore is an existence that is tangible.
而时间就变成一个比较超越形色的一个存在。
In comparison, time is an existence that surpasses that of existence.
时间的算法跟空间的算法是完全不一样的。
We measure time and space differently.
所以空间跟时间的存在
，the existence of time space，
就成了所谓的宇宙，成了一切其他存在物的一个容具。
Becomes the container for all things in the universe.
上帝先造时间，造了空间。
God first created time and space.
上帝才创造了其他的东西，放在时间跟空间的中间。
And then he placed all other created things within time space.
所以摩西所要讲的天地到底是指什么呢？
And so heaven and earth that Moses wrote about
就是我们所居住的，我们所看到的，我们所能量出来这个有形之体，这个叫做天地。
Refers to our physical existence, the earth, the heavens that we can see.
我们向上看，我们脚踏着地。
When we look down, we are stepping on the floor.
我们向上看，我们眼望着天。
When we look up, we see the heavens.
我们就在这个天与地的中间，我们站立，我们生活，我们存有。
And we stand and exist within time, heaven and earth.
所以时间跟空间就四周与各方绕着我们。
And we are surrounded by time space.
这样天地的意思就是宇宙，也就是大自然的意思。
And so heaven and earth refers to nature.
所谓大自然就是那些不信上帝的人所用的名字。
Nature is a word that non-believers use.
就是本来就是如此的，这个叫做自然。
We say by nature it means it has been there from the beginning.
本来就是这样，就 from origin it is like this. 所以根本不需要有交代它从哪里来，它怎么形成。它是不是要一开始的
？There isn't a need to account for nature. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
中国字里面一个“然”这个字
，in the Chinese word "然"，
一个“如”这个字
，or 如，
都是有很深的意义在哪里的。
They have deep meaning in there.
自然
，nature，
本来自己就是这样，叫做自然。
In Chinese, it means originally it's like this.
是如，
自如，
本来自己就这样存在，叫做自如。
It is a self-existence.
所以呢，这个自如、自然、自由，这个都是表示自我的这个存有，不需要任何开始，所以才这么讲法。
All these terms refer to an existence that doesn't need a beginning.
老子说呢，人发地，地发天，天发道，结果呢，道发自然。
The philosopher Lao Tzu said the human being come from with the earth give birth to the heavens give birth to the logos.
所以人是根据这个大地的这个规律而活着的。
That we exist because of the rules of the earth.
而地就遵循这个宇宙之间的天理而存在着。
While the earth exists based on the rules of heavens.
整个天地的道理是沿着一个道的规律而运行的。
And the heavens move according to the rules of a logos.
而道的原理是本来就是这样，不需要开始，叫做道法自然。
And logos by itself is natural.
所以好像呢，从道产生万有，老子相信有创造的可能性。
And is it as if Lao Tzu believed that there is a possibility of creation?
道法自然又好像老子相信一切本来就是如此，是无神的一个开始。
And also allows us seem to believe that everything just exists by itself.
所以这个是这就跟宗教讨论到很深的地步，讨论的源头的地步，一种交代的方式。
This is the way philosophy and religion meet when they discuss the source.
这本圣经开宗明义说，起初上帝 创造天地。
Only this scripture says from the very beginning that in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
宇宙的存在。
The existence of the universe.
大自然的存在。
Of nature.
中国人就用宇跟宙两个字来表达出来。
The Chinese use the word 宇宙 to describe this.
所以呢，英文的 universe.
The word universe.
就是同一性的一个 words.
It means a unified existence.
但是中文讲宇跟宙，原来中国人要表达的就是两个境界。
But in the Chinese word 宇宙 it refers to two era.
宇是什么呢？
The word 宇。
宇就是上下左右前后这六个方向所产生的三度空间，这个叫做宇。
Refers to three-dimensional space.
所以每一个建筑都包含了宇。
So all buildings have the 宇 in there.
每一个建筑都把空间包在建筑的里面，所以呢 architecture includes the space.
And so space is in every single building.
但是呢，时间就不是一样的。
But not so with time.
上下左右前后，上下四方谓之宇。
So all dimensions in space form the word 宇。
那么宙是什么呢？
But the word 宙。
古今往来，继续下去的未来，整个的连续的中间叫做宙。
Refers to the continuation from ancient till today till the future.
所以中国人所讲的宇宙，或者西方人所讲的大自然，延伸要指的就是空间加上时间的总和。
In other words, the Chinese word 宇宙 is a combination of time and space.
所以这件事在最深刻的讨论自然跟物理之间的人，他们的思想常常有技术要解释的事情。
And these are things that the people who study into physics want to understand.
所以呢，中国人讲的宇宙比英国人讲的 universe 更深一层了。
The Chinese understanding therefore is more profound.
但这些永续性的词句就在圣经创世纪第一章第一节就讲出来了。
But these words that describes containers have been seen in the first verse of the Bible.
起初是时间的计数。
In the beginning is the word describing time.
宇宙，上帝创造天地是空间的计数。
Heaven and earth refers to space.
但是这个时间跟空间的存在，加上了上帝创造。这是其他的宗教所没有讲的事情。
The understanding of time, space, and the creation of God is not seen in other faith.
就是他们隐藏的有这种的观念，他们没有这样简洁、这样有力的宣布形式的技术。
Other faith may implicitly have this concept, but there is no such declaration.
起初，上帝创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我自己把整个圣经归纳起来。
When I summarize the whole Bible,
我相信其他的创造就被罩在这两个容具的里面。
I believe that all creations are seen in these two containers.
这两个容具本身是上帝所创造的。
And the containers have been created by God.
因为除了神本身是非受造者之外，其他一切的一切都是受造的。
God himself is not created, but all other things have been created.
所以连时间也是被造的。
Including time.
连空间也是被造的。
And space.
那么上帝造了时间同空间成为万有的容具之后，再创造其他无质形体的存在，被放在时间同空间的中间。
And God created time and space as containers, and then all other things to be placed in them.
这样在时空里面的被造物都是在时空的约束跟范围的里面的。
All creatures therefore are constrained by time space.
只有创造万有放在时空中间的上帝本身，不是受造的，也不是在时空的范围所限制里面的，所以他是独一超越者。
Only God, the creator of time space, surpasses that of time space.
这样这位神就不在空间所限制之下。
And this God is not constrained by time space.
这位上帝就不在时间所约束之下。
This God is not constrained by time.
所以当一个人对这个观念清楚以后，他问的问题就开始清楚起来了。
When a person is clear about this concept, his questions will become clearer.
如果一个人说了上帝什么时候才有的？
If a person asks the question, when did God exist?
这个问题的本身就错了。
The question is wrong.
当一个人问上帝从哪里来的？
When a person asks, where did God come from?
这个问题又错了。
This question is also wrong.
一个人在问是谁创造上帝？
If a person asks, who created God?
这个问题更错更错了。
This question is worse.
因为不是上帝什么时候开始有的。
The question is not when did God exist?
是什么时候因上帝才开始有的。
The question is when was created by God.
不是上帝从什么地方来的。
The question is not where did God come from.
什么地方是从上帝而来的。
The question is where come from.
不是谁创造上帝。
It is not who created God.
凡是创造者才是上帝。
Only the creator is God.
如果你先假设上帝是被一位创造者创造出来的，那么那个创造者叫做上帝，被造的上帝不是上帝，是下帝。
If God is created by someone else, the creator himself will be God.
所以当人问这些问题的时候，
When we ask questions like this,
表明他对造、对宇宙、对时间、对空间、对被造、对超越所有的问题乱成一团，才问那样的问题。
Demonstrate that of confusion about creation, the universe, time and space.
所以基督徒应当很清楚我们到底是问什么。
The Christian need to be very clear as to what we are asking about.
我们到底可以不可以这样问。
Can we ask a question like this?
我们从自由方面来算，可以有这样的自由来问。
Certainly we are free to ask such questions.
但是从原理来方面来看，我们许多的问题是根本本身违背了这个问题的原则的。
But the methodology is against its own principles.
所以今天先澄清大家的观念。
So I want to clarify all your thoughts.
上帝是创造者。
God is the creator.
天地是受造者。
Heaven and earth are the creatures.
上帝从起初创造天地。
God created heaven and earth from the beginning.
所以被造界就是神以下之物。
So all created beings is beneath God.
神就不在受造的范围中间，成了被造界容器里面之物。
And God is not part of the in the container that He has created.
时间与空间也是上帝所造的。
Even time and space have been created by God.
创造时间的上帝就不是时间。
The creator that create time is not time.
创造空间的上帝就不是空间。
The creator that created space is not space.
上帝因为创造时间，所以他在时间之上。
Because He has created time, He is above time.
上帝因为创造空间，所以他在空间之上。
Because He has created space, He is above space.
这样你在时间里面来找上帝，你是错了。
So if you try to seek God in time, you will fail.
你在空间里面为上帝定位，你又错了。
Or you place God within a space, you are wrong.
你把上帝的超越性放在被造的时空之内，你更错了。
If you subject God to the created time space, you are making a bigger mistake.
这是这节的圣经给我们提醒的事情。
This is what this verse reminds us of.
这就成了圣经的第一句话。
The very first word of the Bible.
现在我们在被造界的中间。
We are in the created world.
我们怎么去认识这一切无形，这个有形有实诸多变化的万有呢？
How then can we understand all things that are tangible and intangible?
所以呢，我们就认为我们不能解释这是有智慧的大能者创造出来的不可知不可解释的伟大的世界。
And many a times we think that we cannot understand this world because it has been created by a great creator.
有些人就转过来说，不是，这是从自然界中间本来存有的简单的现象，慢慢复杂化自我演变的一个结果。
And some people then propose the other way around, that all things come about from simplicity.
所以有人就接受进化论。
And so some accept the theory of evolution.
有人就接受创造论。
Some people accept creationism.
许多进化论的人都认为自己是从科学、从自然的现象中间找出这个规律出来的。
Many evolutionists believe that they have found a formula from science and from nature.
这些人就认为你们是因为你们相信那个宗教，就死死守住你们宗教的信仰，就产生了一个顽固不化、不合科学的创造的理论，作为你们坚持的立场。
And they say that we believe in creationism because of our faith, and we are stubbornly defending it.
慢慢，这个观念就演化变成一个很可怕的结局。
After a while, this will become a very dangerous result.
就是凡有科学的人就走进化论的路线，凡是反科学的人都走创造论的路线。
And that is all who think themselves as scientific will accept the theory of evolution. Those who do not will accept creationism.
在演化到更极端的时候。
And when it goes to another extreme,
凡是接受进化论的人都是有合理的科学思想的人。
We think that those who accept evolution are scientific and reasonable.
不接受进化论，坚守这个创造论， 都是反动者，是违背科学的落后的人士。
And those who accept creationism, therefore are unscientific, are backward.
慢慢在演化变成下意识里面一个定论。
And it becomes a formula in our subconscious.
就是进化论就是科学。
And that is the theory of evolution must be scientific.
创造论就是迷信。
Whereas creationism is superstition.
但问题并不是这么简单。
But it is not so simple.
因为进化论最重要的人自己是信上帝的。
Because the most important person in the theory of evolution believes in God.
有一些所谓信上帝的人，他们可以接纳一些进化的学说。
And some believers of God can accept part of evolution.
基督徒在这两难之间呢。
Christians are stuck between the two.
我们如果是一个要追求真理的人。
If we are a person that seek after the truth,
我们就盼望可以真正知道到底创造跟进化中间是不是可以协调，是不是可以和解，到底是不是不容彼此存在的可能。
We want to find out whether it is possible to have harmony between evolution and creation, or are they always opposing each other?
换句话从动机来说，人要明白真相。
The motive is that we want to know the truth.
人要寻求真理。
We want to seek the truth.
这个世界是创造来的吗？
Is this world a result of creation?
这个世界是变化来的吗？
Or the result of evolution?
变化是从不进步越来越进，越来越进，结果进到最高峰，叫做进化而来的吗？
Are we a result of evolution from simplicity into a complicated existence?
事实是不是证明进化论就是科学呢？
Does the fact show us the theory of evolution to be scientific?
是不是科学可以证明创造论是反科学呢？
Or can science disprove creationism?
在1940年的时候，
1940,
英国有个哲学家叫做 Bertrand Russell，
a British philosopher called Bertrand Russell.
他写了一本书叫做 Why I am not a Christian.
He wrote a book Why I am not a Christian.
我为什么不是基督徒？
Why I am not a Christian.
这本书的中央的部分有一段的话这么讲。
The center portion of the book says,
如果你问基督徒，
If you were to ask a Christian,
这个世界哪里来的？
Where did the world come from?
他们一定回答你，
They will tell you,
世界是上帝造的。
They have been created by God.
这句话对不对啊？
Is this correct?
对哈。
Yes.
如果你现在问基督徒，
If you ask a Christian today,
世界哪里来的？
Where did the world come from?
他一定回答你，
The Christian will answer,
世界是上帝造的。
The world has been created by God.
罗素说你不要停在这里。
Bertrand Russell said, "Don't stop here."
你再问下去。
Ask him another question.
为什么要上帝造呢？
Why do you need God to create the world?
如果上帝不创造，怎么会存在这样的世界呢？
Because if God does not create, why would the world exist?
一切的一切之所以存在，一定有创造才产生它的存在。
All things exist because of a creation.
你不要满意这个答案。
But Bertrand Russell said, do not be satisfied.
问下去的时候，
ask the Christian another question.
一切的一切要创造才存在的话，
if all things need a creator,
那么你相信上帝存在吗？
Do you believe that God exists?
基督徒说，我当然相信上帝存在。
The Christian will answer, of course I believe.
你再问他说，一切的存在需要一个创造者，谁创造上帝的？
So you need to ask the Christian another question. If everything needs a creator, then who created God?
基督徒先相信一切的存在需要一个创造者吗？
Because the Christian first believed that all things exist because of the creator.
所以基督徒说，一切的存在是上帝创造，谁存在的？
The Christian says all things exist because God created them.
但你用同样的原你在穷追问下去的时候，
ask them using the same principles，
他们就没有办法回答你，
and they will be stuck。
所以呢，这个罗素是做了一个结论的。
Russell then gave a conclusion。
基督教是一个不攻自破的宗教。
He says that Christianity will fail by itself。
你不必攻它，
you don't have to attack it。
它是 self-defeating religion。
It's a self-defeating one。
自己会攻自己的。
They will defeat themselves。
他说世界是上帝造的。
They will say that the world is created by God.
如果没有人造，怎么会存在？
Because nothing exists without creation.
所以存在需要一个创造者，对不对？
Therefore, creation needs a creator.
那么你的上帝是存在的吗？
What about your God?
基督徒说是。
The Christian says he exists.
如果存在需要一个创造者，你存在的上帝是谁创造的？
Then this God, who is his creator?
他们就没有办法回答你。
Russell said they will not be able to answer.
我二十多岁就看到这本书。
I read the book when I was in my twenties.
我看到这句话就哈哈就自己笑起来了。
When I read the book, I started laughing.
我很少看到这么笨的哲学家。
Because I seldom meet such a stupid philosopher.
很有智慧聪明的傻瓜叫做罗素的。
This Russell seems to be very intelligent.
原来他一讲的时候呢，
But once he declared this,
把他的愚昧，把他的无知介绍出来了。
He introduced his own ignorance.
所以法国人有一句成语我很尊重。
I respect a French idiom.
他说你不要开口你就以为你不介绍别人。你一开口你不是介绍别人你正在介绍你自己。
The French idiom says, once you open your mouth, you are introducing yourself.
所以你不是在评论别人。
You are not just criticizing other people.
你正在介绍你是哪一种人。
When you criticize other people, you are introducing yourself.
除非你不开口。
So the best thing to do is keep quiet.
你一开口你就自我介绍了。
Once you open your mouth, say anything, you are introducing yourself.
所以我一看罗素姐写这本书的时候。
When I saw the statement by Russell.
原来他不能做基督教。基督的信徒
He cannot be a Christian.
因为他不能相信一个创造万有的上帝是没有人创造。
Because he cannot accept that God is not a product of creation.
请你先听我下面这句话。
Listen first to what I'm about to say.
罗素是伟大的哲学的数学家。
Bertrand Russell was a great mathematician.
他写数学可以头头是道。
He could write a very good work of mathematics.
罗素是一些这个理论的哲学家。
He is also a philosopher in certain areas.
他提倡他的理论，我们也可以佩服他的创造力。
And we can also appreciate his creativity.
罗素不是神学家。
But Bertrand Russell was not a theologian.
他一提到神，一提到神学，就把自己的肤浅、自己的愚昧彰显出来了。
So when he discussed God, he only demonstrated his ignorance.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他一讲上帝的时候
，Once he talked about God,
就把上帝当作受造者来论他。
He looked at God as if God is part of creation.
罗素的上帝是一个受造的上帝。
The God of Bertrand Russell is product of creation.
真正对上帝的信仰同神自己的启示，神之所以是神，因为他不是受造者。
For God to be God, it is because He is not part of creation.
你只先假设上帝是被造的。
You first assume that God is a product of creation.
你先问是谁创造的上帝。
So you ask the question, who created God?
所以当你问这个问题的时候，就告诉人家，你的上帝不是创造者，是个被造者。
When you ask a question like that, you are telling people your God is part of creation.
如果上帝需要一个创造者把它造出来。
If God needs a creator to create him.
那么就有被造的上帝跟创造上帝的上上帝。
You have two gods, one created God and the one that created the created God.
那个创造上帝的上上帝，所以需要一个另外一个创造者的话，那么他是上帝啊，他的上面需要一个创造上上帝的上上上帝。
And if you need another creator to create the second God, then you have another one further up.
这样就产生了一个从来没有办法追究到第一因的一个无限的途径。
And you will then have a formula where you cannot reach the first cause.
而且这个事情在2400年以前，希腊的哲学家阿里士多德早已经解决了。
But this problem has been solved by the Greek philosopher Aristotle 2000 years ago.
阿里士多德说呢，如果我推动一个东西
，Aristotle said if I were to push something,
我是推动者，被推动的是被推动者。
I am the pusher and the object is being pushed.
那么我后面呢有没有一个人推动我我才能推动别人呢
But is there someone else behind me pushing me?
如果有一个人来推动我我才能推动我前面的那么那个是真正的推动者我就不是原推动者
If there's someone pushing me then that person is the original pusher, not me.
如果我不是原的推动者我就不是第一个因
And I therefore is not the first cause.
那如果那个背后还有另外一个背后再推动他的话
But if that pusher has another pusher behind him,
那么他就不是原推动者，因为背后还有原原推动者，那才是第一因。
Then you need to go all the way back to find the first cause.
所以这样一直推推推推推到最后一个背后没有推动者的原推动者，他就是那第一因。
The first cause, therefore, is the very first one without anybody behind him.
第一因的后面你不需要再推动者。不需要再想象另外一个因了，因为它就是第一个因。
The first cause means that there is no one else behind him.
第一因是可以存在的。
The first cause can exist.
第一因是可以成为推动其他一切被推动者的真正的原因。
He is the real reason why everything else is pushed.
所以这个推动万因之因本身是不需要被动的。
The cause itself that created all causes cannot be a result of creation.
这个就用两个名称表达出来。
There are two sentences to describe
this. 一个名称就是 unmoving mover.
The first one is the unmoving mover.
第二个名词就是 the first cause.
And the first cause.
因为它是第一因。
Because he is the first cause.
不 动的推动者。
He is the unmovable mover.
所以你不需要在他的背后再寻找他背后还有没有另外一个意义。
You need not look for another cause behind him.
那么你说这样听起来好像很合理。
It seems reasonable.
但罗素是不能接受的。
But Russell will not accept it.
因为如果上帝不是要被造。
If God is not a product of creation,
上帝本身是创造者。
If God is the creator,
那我们就再进一步的思想一个问题了。
We should ask ourselves another question.
如果这世界是被造而有的。
If this world come about because of creation,
世界需要一个创造者才存在。
Because the world exists because of a creator.
那么我就想，为什么创造世界的上帝不需要另外一个创造者而存在呢？
My question then is, why would God not need another creator?
你说因为是 first cause 吗？
And your answer is, he's the first cause.
因为是第一个因吗？
The first one.
所以不需要有背后的另外一个第一因，背后的第一个因。
You need not have another first cause.
那如果这样，我就把第一因变成大自然，可以不可以？
So he said, can the first cause be nature?
你基督徒相信你的上帝不需要被造。
Christians believe that God need not be created.
我非基督徒可以相信自然界也不必要被不要被造。
And so as a non-believer, I believe nature need not be created.
所以我就与你同等了。
So I'm the same with you.
你叫我不可追问第一因背后的因。
You tell me I cannot ask the question who created the first cause.
那我就转过来把世界当作本身就是第一因，不可以吗？
So can I accept the world as the first cause?
这样的挑战。
This sort of challenge
就给我们产生很难回答的题目了。
Create a very difficult question.
世界是个大自然。
We say the world is part of nature.
宇宙自己本来就是这样的。
That the cosmos is self-existing.
你不要逼我相信有上帝创造吗？
You don't have to force me to believe in God.
你的自然的本身本来自己就是这样，所以叫做自然嘛。
Because nature is the way it is.
啊，你说不可以。
You say no.
那么你如果若不可以的话，
If you were to say no,
你就逼我相信一定有一个创造的上帝。
You are forcing me to believe in God.
为什么你基督徒自己相信上帝不需要被造者，你要逼我相信这个自然要有一个创造者呢？
How come you tell me that God need not have a creator, but you force me to believe that nature must have a creator?
对我说，上帝本来自己就是这样的。
You tell me that God is the way He is.
那我就说，我相信世界本来就是这样，不是一样的吗？
So it's the same when I say the world is the way it is.
你们今天听明白了吗？
Do you understand?
这就是基督徒信仰困难的地方。
This is the difficulty in our faith.
那你先告诉我，为什么你的上帝是自由拥有的？
Tell me first, why should your God be self-existing?
如果你讲到最后可以说服我，我就说用同样的理论，我就接受这个世界是自由拥有的。
And by the same reasoning, the world should be self-existing.
我12岁的时候就受到这个困难。
When I was 12, I faced this difficulty.
所以我宣布我是基督徒，全班的同学就来攻我了。
I declared that I'm a Christian and all my classmates were against me.
我讲从那时候我就注定一生作为布道学家了。
From that time onwards, I have to defend the faith.
我就反问他们了。
So I asked them,
你不相信你自由拥有的事情吗？
Do you not believe that there are some things that are self-existing?
他说相信不相信，你先证明出来，有这样的可能。
They said, prove it first.
我说很简单的。
I think it's very simple.
2加2等于4，什么时候开始的？
When did 2 plus 2 equals 4 stars?
是不是你妈妈生出来那一年2加2等于4？ 你妈妈没有生出来2加2等于8呢？
Did it start from the time your mother was born?
所以他们不能回答。
They could not understand it.
二加二等于四。
Two plus two equals four.
没有开始。
There is no beginning.
不但没有开始。
Not only does it not have a beginning.
不需要开始。
There is no need for beginning.
是不需要开始。
There is no need for beginning.
所以二加二等于四本身就是一个恒长真理。
It is an eternal truth.
是个不需要开始的真理。
A truth that need not have a beginning.
没有结束的真理。
No end.
天下没有一天来到那个时候二加二变成九，没有这个事情。
There will be not a single day where two plus two become nine.
Euclid 以前就是这样。
It is the case before Euclid.
亚基米德以前就是这样。
And before Aristotle, Archimedes.
Valerian 以前就是这样。
And before Valerian.
所以所有的数学家没有生出来，数学本身的原理就存在着自我永恒性里面。
Before all mathematicians were born, the principle of mathematics exists.
无论你信上帝，你不信上帝。
Whether you believe in God or do not believe in God,
都要承认恒有的道理本身是自存的。
You will admit that they are self-evident truth.
这样恒存、自存、永存、永远不改变的存，是一件可以接受的事实。
The existence, their self-existence, therefore can be accepted.
所以这个 immutable, unchangeable, consistent, eternal, immortal truth is possible existence. 所以这样呢，这个可能存在的这个本身就是一个真理。
The possibility of his existence is part of truth.
所以这样我们同样相信。
So we do believe.
无论你是基督徒，
whether you're Christian or not,
无论你是非基督徒，
or non-Christian,
我们都相信真理是永存的。
We all believe that truth lasts forever.
真理是自存的。
And it is self-existing.
真理是自我成全的。
That the truth accomplishes itself.
真理本来就是这样的。
That the truth is like this.
真理不需要创造者。
There is no need for creator.
真理不需要另外一个开始。
The truth need not have a beginning.
真理本身是第一因，真理本身是恒常数，真理是一个不需要有一个结束的一个自我成因果的恒常的事理。
That the truth is self-existing, it is the first cause, it has no end.
好，你说这样我接受了。
You say, well, I accept it.
我知道真理是永恒的。
I know the truth is forever.
它是超时间的。
It surpasses time.
超空间的。
And space.
所以我说这个真理就是自然。
So I say this truth is nature.
所以这个真理是自然，自然是真理。Stop! 你不必叫我信上帝。
And I don't have to believe in God because nature is truth, truth is God.
我们好像在信仰基督教上帝，以不信上帝人中间可以找到共同点了。
So it seems that there's a common ground between the Christian and the non-believer.
那么你要把自然叫做上帝，你的自由啊。
You are free to consider nature as God.
我把自然当作永恒的自存，也是我的自由啊。
I am free to think of nature as always existing.
你就不需要向我传福音。
So you don't have to preach to me.
不需要向我介绍你的基督教。
You don't have to introduce Christianity to me.
我也不需要放弃我对自然的信仰。
I need not give up my faith in nature.
所以这里有没有共同点呢？
Is there then a common ground?
有共同点。
There is.
我们相信永存者是自存的。
We believe that the self-existing one is for eternity.
我们相信永存而自存的本身是真理。
We believe him to be the truth.
我们相信真理的本身不需要开头。
We believe the truth need not have a beginning.
所以所谓的创造者没有需要让它存在。
The creator need not have a beginning.
因为其他基督徒所谓的被造的存在本身可能就是自存的创造者。
Because the Christian believe in existence and the existence in itself could be the creator.
那这个不同的地方在哪里？
So what is the difference then?
不同的地方就在基督徒信的这个上帝是一个生命的真理。
The Christian believe that this God is the truth of life.
而非基督徒相信的这个是生命所相信的真理。
But the non-believers believe that this is the truth that the life believes in.
你做人，你寻求真理的时候，你相信大自然就是这个你的生命所寻求的真理。这个真理是生命之外的一个理。
And as a non-believer, you seek after this truth that is outside of your life.
而基督徒所相信这个理是隐藏着生命，又是创造生命，又是产生所有的生命本身的最原有的、最原创的自我本身，就是生命的真理。
But the Christian believe that this truth contains life in itself, and it is the source of all life.
所以这是完全不一样的。
This is completely different.
这样，非基督徒所相信的真理是人生命之外的客体性的真理。我不讲客观性，我讲客体性。
The non-believer believe that the truth is outside of his life in an like an object.
而基督徒所相信的这个真理是主体性，是原本的，是万有的开头，是生命的开端，是创造者本身的真理。
But the Christian believe this truth as the original, the source of all life in creation.
所以这个不同就变得很大的不同了。
This is a very big difference.
所以这样我把这些东西把它归纳起来，我用了一个名词，你们在哲学的书里面没有看到的。
And I have a phrase for this that you will not find in philosophy book.
The God in Christian faith is the subjectivity of the truth in person. 有位格之真理本身是本体的生命，这个是基督徒所信的上帝。
The Christian believe God to be the subjectivity of the truth in person.
所以这个真理是有生命的。
This truth has life.
有生命的源头。
He is a source of life.
位格的。
He is a person.
一切的创造者。
He is the creator of all things.
自存永存的。
Self-existing and everlasting.
生命有位格的真理的本体。
He is the subjectivity of the truth in person.
非基督徒相信的大自然是自存的。
But the non-believer believe that the nature is self-existing.
是一个非位格的。
It is not a person.
是你生命中间所信的一个事理而已。
It is something you believe in out of your life.
这是完全不同的地方。
Very different.
所以你用这个角度再去看老子所讲的道。
When you look at what 老子 said about Logos,
希腊的 Heraclitus 所讲的 Logos,
or the Logos by the Greek philosopher Heraclitus,
还有 Stoicism 所讲的 Logos 跟 Logikos,
or the logikos and logos by stoicism,
你就发现他们所讲的是一个人想象、人寻找、人相信、人假设出来的一个真理的课题。
You will find that what they are talking about is outside of the human being, something that we will seek after, the product of our thoughts.
结果这些寻找那种真理的人跟他的寻找的真理中间只有知识论的关系，没有生命之间的关联。
Therefore, the relationship between the seeker and the truth they seek is just relationship without life.
In epistemology and logic, but not in the relationship of life. 但人基督徒信仰的真理是主体性的，有位格的生命的本源，所以我们与他有生命之间的交通，他成为我们的神，我们的信仰的对象。
But the truth that the Christian believe is the source of life himself, and therefore we have a relationship with him in our life.
这件事情到了十九世纪的时候
，By the 19th century，
丹麦的哲学家 Søren Abbe Kierkegaard 就讲了一句很重要的话。
The Danish philosopher Kierkegaard said，
他说所谓的上帝不是在哲学里面探讨的题目。
He says God is not a topic that we discuss in philosophy.
上帝是我们生命敬拜的对象。
God is the object of our worship in life.
我相信自由拥有者。
I believe in the self-existing and everlasting one.
是我的因。
I believe him to be my cause.
是我的创造者。
He is my creator.
是我生命的源头。
The source of my life.
是我明白真理的本体。
He enabled me to understand the truth.
是我的理性，光照我的思想的原本。
He is the source that reveals the truth to me and enlightens me.
唯一个的生命。
He has a personhood，
讲这样，这个生命跟真理之间的关系是分不开的。
And this life cannot be separated from the truth. Then，
所以生命由生命而来。
Life comes from life。
生命由生命而来这件事呢，到了十九世纪就变成一个被医学界证明的科学事实了。
And 19th century this become a scientific fact。
这样的进化论就没有办法完美的解释这个事情。
The theory of evolution cannot explain this properly.
我这个题目不是今天可以讲完的。
This topic cannot be finished just this evening.
我可能需要讲三次，可能需要讲五次才会讲清楚。
Maybe three or five sessions.
所以你们要很忍耐的思想这些重要的课题。
You need to have patience to think about these important topics.
那为什么说十九世纪证明生命是从生命而来的呢？
Why do we say that the 19th century proved that life came from life?
因为那个时候一个叫做法国的 Louis Pasteur在他的实验中间证明了一件跟历史的观念完全不同的科学事实。
The French scientist Louis Pasteur discovered something.
这个 Louis Pasteur 他用一个这个在化学实验室里面玻璃试管里面，他试试看把所有的生命用燃烧的一个高度全部消灭之后，封闭它真空以外隔绝，那就看看经过几天以后，这一个没有生命的水里面会不会再产生生命出来。
He sealed off a test tube of water and subject it to high heat and then see what will happen a few days later.
所以没有生命的水，
water without any life
外界完全隔绝，
that is sealed off from the rest of the world.
过了一天，
after one day
还是没有生命，
there is no life.
过了两天，
second day
还是没有生命，
no life.
到最后，
in the end
还是没有生命，
there is no life.
所以他就产生了一个结论，
and he concluded
生命一定从生命而来，
that life must come forth from life.
没有一个生命是能够从无生命中间产生出来的，
not a single life form will come from non-life form.
这个定律变成医学界里面很重要的一个定律，
this become a very important medical principle.
当你里面有白血球被细菌杀害以致产生的这个维系的征战的生命战场，使你变成瘫痪或者变成有病变成死亡的时候，你要找出那个破坏生命的生命是什么。
When your life is destroyed because your white blood cell can no longer function, you must find the cause of this destruction.
细菌学的开始发展。
This is where germinology started.
那么呢，当一个人死的时候，
When a person dies,
里面的细菌就胜过了他所有生命的反抗力。
It is a result of how the germs have won over his life.
这些细菌就在生命中间滋生出来，变得很可怕的各种现象产生出来了。
And the germs will manifest itself in horrifying ways.
一个人死了以后，
After a person died,
过一段的时间，
After a while,
就有小的飞虫从他的辐射的身体出来了。
There may be all sorts of insects that come from the body.
过了几天以后呢,
a few days later,
一条很大的虫从他鼻孔转来转去了。你不要笑，以后你就是这样。
Different maggots that come from his body.
那么过去没有科学的，你问自己菌那里来的，自己从那里生的呢？是哪一个虫爸爸把虫蛋放在它里面，现在变成这样的人了？
In the past, people asked where did all these things come from, the insects and the worms.
巴斯托就告诉你，生命是从生命来的。
Pastor said that life came from life.
哦，就在差不多这一段的时间里面。
In that period of time,
有一个英国人叫做 Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E。
There is an Englishman by the name of Wallace.
这个人曾经到过印尼那边去旅行过。
Who has toured Indonesia?
正像达尔文也曾经在过东印度公司的船 Beagle里面也到过那边去找过。
Like Charles Darwin, who traveled by the East India ship.
他对生物是非常非常浓厚的兴趣。
This person has great interest in biology.
所以他发表了一篇文章，在达尔文写进化论以前10年发表出来。
He published a work 10 years before the theory of evolution was published.
使达尔文吓死。
And Darwin was shocked by what he wrote.
原来这么年轻的人已经想到了我所要发表还没有发表出来的文章里面所有生物进化过程中间一个定律。
That this young person already proposed a theory of evolution of sorts.
这个定律是什么呢?
What sort of theory is this?
就是天然淘汰的自然律。
This idea of natural selection.
所以什么叫天然淘汰? 天然选择的。
What does natural selection mean?
就是物竞生存。 强者保留，弱者一定自动消灭。The
theory says the survivor must be of the fittest.
所以呢，这样呢，这个 Wallace 思想刺激了达尔文，快快把他的理论，把它面世，把它印出来。The
theory inspired Charles Darwin to work quickly on the theory of evolution.
甚至自己去找这个青年人。And
he went to look for Wallace.
那么他们就一同发表了一篇重要的生物学的文章。
And they published the paper together.
叫做什么呢? The Principle of the Biology.
Principle of Biology.
到了1859年的时候,
By 1859,
达尔文自己就印了一本很大的著作, 叫做 The Origin of Species, 到世界上来了。
And Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species.
1859年就是进化的理论正式成为一个伟大的所谓科学的系统的生物学的理论。
1859 gave birth of this great publication.
经过他两个最好的朋友,
and two of his best friends,
一个叫做 Sir Herbert Spencer,
Sir Herbert Spencer,
另外一个叫做 Thomas Henry Huxley,
and Thomas Henry Huxley.
进化的思想就推演到全世界讲英文的国家里面去。
These two persons propagated the thoughts to all English-speaking world.
不到30年的时间,
within 30 years,
进化的理论已经传到了德国，传到了法国。
The theory of evolution has spread to Germany and France.
德国的恩斯·黑格再把它发展出来。
And Ernest Haeckel of France developed it further.
德文的世界也大大容纳接受了进化论的思想。
And the German society accepted these thoughts.
那我今天要跟大家思想是 Wallace 所讲的一段很重要的话。
But I want to think about what Wallace said.
Wallace 结论的时候提到了三件事情。
Wallace brought up 3 points.
他说呢, between existence and non-existence.
在生存与非生存之间,
不是生存，存在与不存在之间。
Between existence and non-existence.
比如说这个桌子是存在的。
For example, this table exists.
这个桌子是不是生存，因为它没有生命。
But it's not living.
它不过是存在而已。
It just exists.
Between existence and non-existence.
在存在与非存在之间。
Between existence and lives.
在存在与生命之间,
between lives and human beings,
在生命与人之间,
there are 3 gaps which no man can make bridge to join them.
有3个不可连接的空间,
没有人可以把它们接连起来,
that you cannot join the gap.
这3个鸿沟,
these 3 gaps,
就注定了不存在就是不存在, 存在就是存在,
determines non-existence and existence.
不存在不能变成存在,
non-existence cannot suddenly exist.
那么存在不能变成生命,
and existence doesn't mean that it can become
life. 生命不能变成人,
life doesn't mean it can become a human being.
这句话好像就把进化论把它结死了。
This sentence seems to end theory of evolution.
那么这句话到底被证明出来吗?
Has this been proven?
后来 Louis Pasteur的理论就被接受, 证明Wallace这个理论是对的。
But Louis Pasteur shows that this theory is correct.
没有生命的就是永远是没有生命的。
The things that doesn't have life will forever not have life.
有生命的永远只能有生命，不能变成人。
But that which have life doesn't mean that it will become a human being.
人生出来一定人，人不会生出一只狗出来。
And a human being will give birth to a human being, not a dog.
所以这些鸿沟,
all these different gaps
是一个很严肃的见证,
is a very solemn testimony that there are some regulations in nature that cannot be
breached. 我想这也就是瓦拉斯的理论,
this is the reason why the teaching of Wallace cannot be a great teaching. He stops there.
但是, 进化论是从这些限制产生桥梁的一个假设。
But theory of evolution is an assumption that gives the gaps,
所以呢,
the breach to
the gaps. 达尔文相信是有变化的可能。
Charles Darwin believed that you can breach the gaps.
没有的可能变成油。
That you can have something from nothing.
油的存在可能变成生命。
That something that exists that can become life.
低级的生命可能变成终极的生命。
A lower life form can become an advanced life form.
中等的生命可以变成高级的生命。
An advanced life form can become even more advanced life form.
高级的生命可以变成更复杂的生命。
And the advanced life form can become more complicated life form.
更复杂的生命可以变成人的生命。
The more complicated life form can become a human being.
这个假设就变成进化理论的基础了。
And so his assumption becomes the basis of evolution.
19世纪结束的时候,
when the 19th century ends,
甚至许多的新科学抵挡旧宗教信仰的一个时代,
it was an era where a lot of scientific knowledge is in opposition to religion.
所以那个时候人就一转就把宗教信仰丢弃了，接受这些新的科学理论。
And humanity abandoned religion and to accept these scientific theories.
是不是这些科学理论是有足够的科学证据？ 来证明他们是合理的，是可信的科学。
Is it because the theories have good evidence to prove that they can be believable?
不是。
No.
所以有一个叫做 Batson 的人， B-A-T-E-S-O-N。
There's a person by the name of Batson.
他说呢， 进化论之所以被接受，
He says that the theory of evolution is accepted.
不因为它是已经被证实的客观科学。
Not because it's an objective science that has been proven.
而因为它是一个比较适合 时髦心理所需要的理论的一个新时尚的思想。
But because it's a theory that is more appealing to modern thinkers.
所以我相信你们中间接受进化论的人，
those among us who accept theory of evolution,
你接受进化论因为比较适合对你这个以为自己是有科学头脑其实可能不过科学皮毛的人比较适当就是了。
Because you think that it's more appropriate for you who has a scientific mind.
所以这期间需要更多的研讨。
You need to study further.
所以我们今天讲完了以后，
after we finish this session, next week,
在下个礼拜,
the week after,
在下个礼拜,
the week after,
我们很可能继续探讨这一个专题, 这个更深入, 更广泛的明白。
We want to understand this even in greater depth.
那么进化论的假设是变的可能。
The assumption of the theory of evolution means that there's change.
创造论的这个信仰是神的 创造的行动跟计划。
But creationism means to talk about how God has planned all things.
变的可能是从哪里得出结论的？
Where did the possibility of change come from?
是从现象界研讨观察产生出来的结论。
This is a theory that comes from observation of the world.
就像中国古代的易经所讲的一样。
It's the same, similar to ancient scripture of China, 易经。
八八六十四卦。
It's 8 times 8 to 64.
产生天地之间一切的变化。
It is a numerical concept that describes the whole world.
这些变化就是诸多不同现象产生的原因。
That all these things happen because of changes.
那么易经是解释宇宙的原理。
易经 try to explain the principles of the cosmos.
等于说在2000多年以前， 孔子的时代就已经有了进化是可能的一个思想。
It means that the possibility of evolution started at the Confucian age.
虽然没有变成一个系统,
although it did not become a final system,
变成一个科学理论,
or a scientific theory,
变成民间信仰的一部分,
it has become part of faith.
而在易经存在之后一些年代,
the years after the existence of 易经,
希腊也产生了变的哲学,
the Greeks also have this concept of change.
抗衡静的哲学,
to balance against the philosophy of silence and static. In Greece, there are two different philosophical schools. The first one believed that all things exist the way it is without change. The second one believed that all these static things are illusional, really there are changes.
所以这个希腊哲学的两个派系, 一个叫做 philosophy of being, 另外一个叫做 philosophy of becoming。
So one is being, the other one is becoming.
Becoming 是一直变化, 一直变化, 一直变化, becoming something which is unknown to us in the coming future.
就一直变成我们以后不能够知道的东西。
未来的历史变成怎么样, 我们不知道。
We do not know what will happen in the future.
为什么不知道呢?
Why do we not know?
因为变化吗?
Because of changes.
你看那个女孩子生得很漂亮, 大了难看死了。
A girl may be born pretty and become
ugly. 后来你说, 我才知道什么叫女人十八变。
Then you know why women change.
不但面孔变, 心也变水, 跟你失恋苦的要死, 因为他在变。
Because a woman keep changing physically and mentally.
不但女人变, 男人也变。
The man also.
啊, 原来一切都在变。
Everything is changing.
这也叫做 philosophy of becoming.
This is called the philosophy of becoming.
好在太阳没有明天从西方出来。
The sun, however, the sun will always rise from the east.
不变的人感到所有的变都是假的, 不变才是恒理。
And some people think that all changes are false, the unchanging world is the real.
变的人说所谓的不变是假的, 变才是恒理。
But the other school believe that it's always changing.
所以这两派的不同的哲学,
two schools of thought,
都旗鼓相当, 都有很大的思想家来支持他们。
Both have great thinkers and great influence.
那么这个赞成不变的, 有 Parmenides, 有 Zeno, 这些伟大的哲学家。
There are philosophers like Parmenides and Zeno that believe in this.
像是一切一切都在改变的, 有 Heraclitus, 到最后, 有 Democritus, 这些伟大的哲学家。
Heraclitus and Democritus believe that all things changes.
所以结果呢, 就用量变产生这变之因, 这个就是共产党的理论。
And they understand changes to be quantitative in nature.
量变结果变成质变。
From quantitative to qualitative.
所以变化这就变成所谓比较前进、比较左派、比较新时代的一种思想的方式。
And it is a method that is considered more modern, more leftist in nature.
基督教的上帝是永远不变的。
But the Christian God never changed.
所以基督教是反动派。
So they say that Christian is a
counter-revolutionary.
That history will always change.
这个叫做现代派。
And we say this is modern.
变到共产党被丢掉也是叫做变嘛。
And even when communism is discarded, it's part of change.
所以这个再讲下去变成哲学讨论了，永远不停止了。
And there's never-ending discussion.
好，这个变的哲学到了 Lucretius的时候。
When it reaches the time of Lucretius.
变到了这一个叫做 Aristotle 的时候
，and Aristotle
就进到了生物变化的观念
，it entered into the concept of how biological change come about。
原来的变化中间呢
，in the original change，
不过是有个定律
，there is a principle，
一切都在变。 这是唯一不变的历史。
The only constant is that everything is changing。
The only thing unchanged is changes itself。 Because everything is changing, this is the only unchanged principle of history. 所以这个叫做 Heraclitian school.
This is the school of Heraclitian
thoughts. Heraclitian school 用两个比喻。
He used two illustrations.
一个比喻就是火的比喻。
The first one is that of fire.
当你看见一把火的时候,
when you look at a fire,
你看见它就在哪里,
it's staying there.
没有改变,
no change.
就是一个火把,
the fire flame,
就一个火花在哪里,
the flame is there.
产生了火焰,
and there's fire.
发出火光,
there's
light, 就是一个火,
fire.
没有变,
doesn't change.
但你把它拍起照片来, 那个时候没有照相机, 就是我替它加出来的。
When you take pictures of the fire,
你注意看的时候,
and take note of it,
用现在用继续把它一万张照片的时候,
if you take a 10,000 different photographs of the fire,
那一个火花一万张的照片都不一样,
you will find that every single photograph of the flame will be different.
不变, 其实是正在变,
so although you think it's not changing, it's always changing.
连今天你刚才走进来, 跟等下出去, 你都在变。
You have been changing.
你老了两个钟头。
You have been older by 2 hours.
你练体皱了一点点。
A little bit more wrinkles.
你的思想都在改变。
Your thought is changing.
对不对啊? 你来的时候,
when you come here,
你本来以为这个有什么好讨论的。
You say nothing big.
进化论就是对的嘛。
Evolution is correct. Don't have to talk about it.
我听听这个牧师讲什么老调。
See what this pastor will say.
听完了以后,
after you heard me,
原来不是这么简单的。
You realize it's not so simple.
原来这些基督徒不是乱讲的。
That these Christians are not doing fucking nonsense.
原来里面有很多的真理可以吸收的。
There's many truths.
所以你也在变化。
So you too have been changing.
所以我告诉你,
so I tell you this.
你的心里面知道变化是一件事。
In your heart, you know that changes will come.
有一些事你 有盼望不要变化。
But you do not want change in certain methods.
所以你是很矛盾的。
So you live in confusion.
你的矛盾本身也在变的。
But your confusion is changing.
所以有一个人三次你没有见到你。
If a person has not seen you for many years,
他说哇，你真是没有变哦。
They say, oh, you have not changed.
你怎么三十年来都是一样的
？How come you always look the same？
你心里很高兴，像吃 ice cream 一样的。
You will be very happy.
所以你说、啊、谢谢谢谢。
You say thank you.
我告诉你要对他说，撒旦退我后边去吧。
You should say to him, Satan, go behind me.
因为你没有骗我。
Because you are lying to me.
三十年没有改变的这个事。
How can I not change for 30 years?
明明我自己看的差不多不认识自己是谁了。
I can't even recognize myself.
还要对我说我没有改变吗
？So how can you say I've not changed?
一切都在改变。
Everything is changing.
下一次。
The next time.
人家说 ，Oh, you remain the same, it's unchanged. You're so similar to 30 years ago. 你要对他 ，It is very nice to hear, but not true. 一切都在改变。
Everything is changing.
所以呢，第二个理论是什么
？The second theory.
我到对岸去的时候
，When I go to the other shore,
因为河水很浅
，Because the water is shallow,
所以我就拉起裤脚，撩着水泉走过去。
I will pull out my trousers and then just walk across.
所以我每天这样来回。
Every day I will cross the river this way.
同走这条路
，The same pathway.
同进这一段
，To go through the water.
同撩过河。
To walk through the water.
同一个地方向
Same direction.
同一条河
Same river.
几十年都不变
For decades.
Heraclitus 说不
Heraclitus said no.
你虽然同了过一条河但每一次你踏的水都不是上一次的水
But every time you wade across the water has been changed.
对不对啊
Isn't this
right? 你踏过的水已经流到别的地方去
Because the water earlier has gone somewhere else.
别地方的水已经流到大海去了
And gone to the sea.
大海流到海洋里面去了
From the sea to the ocean.
你再流过的水是从山流下来的
When you wade across the river, the water comes from somewhere else.
You never repeat the same river for the second time.
同样的河不会再重复
看起来是同一条河
They may look the same river.
都是改变的
But it keeps changing.
这个变化的哲学
This philosophy of change
影响了这2300多年来的思想
influenced thoughts for 2300 over years
Heraclitus
from Heraclitus
Empedocles
and Empedocles
也到这 Atomists
Atomists
也到了这 Xenophonists
Xenophonists
到 Democritus
Democritus
Democritus 的思想就是马克思博士论文的内容
and this is how Karl Marx understood this
一直到马克思恩格斯列宁斯大林毛泽东就走这条变的哲学
And all these people from Karl Marx to Mao Zedong follow the philosophy of change.
基督教的圣经说我们的上帝是永远不变的，现在、今在、永在的上帝。
But the Christian Bible says God is immutable, never changing.
耶稣基督做了、今日、真的永远是没有改变的。
That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
在他没有转动的影儿。
In him there is no shadow of change.
他永远是个不变的本位。
He himself will never change.
所以到底基督徒是反动派吗
？So they consider Christians as anti-revolutionary.
基督徒不在时代前进的巨轮中间有份吗
？That the Christian does not partake in the advancing history.
怪不得基督教信仰是反对进化论的。
And so Christianity is against the theory of evolution.
其实不是这么简单的。
It is not so simple.
那么进化论告诉我有变的一方面。
Theory of evolution say all things changes.
基督教告诉我们有不变的一方面。
But the Christians say that there are some area that doesn't change.
我们慢慢要找出来什么地方、什么层次是不变的范围，什么层次、什么程度是变的范围。
So we want to understand what will change and what will not change.
这个变的思想从这 Lucretius 一直到这一个 Aristotle 的时候。
When this thinking of change reached Aristotle.
就产生了一个很大的思想架构出来。
A big thinking structure occurred.
Aristotle 从在水里面很微细的这一个简单的细菌或者细胞里面
，Aristotle from a little germ in the water
产生了变化，变成更复杂、更复杂的生命。
Think that the germ will become a more complicated life form.
复杂到一个地步的时候
，When it becomes so complicated，
它就停止了它在海中运行的那种器官的活动。
He will stop operating in the water.
变化成生出一个用空气、肺部的这个呼吸的另外一个系统的产生出来。
And produce a system where he can breathe air.
这些海里的鱼从它的鳃演化就变成能够爬的脚。
And the fish will evolve limbs to walk.
所以从简单变成复杂,
from simple to complicated.
从海进到陆地,
from the sea to the land.
从陆地就长出翅膀飞到空中,
from the land it has wings to fly.
这些演化到最复杂的就变成人出来的。
At the end of evolution comes a human being.
所以我告诉你,
I tell you this.
如果你认为这个进化论是19世纪的达尔文发明的, 我告诉你你是错的。
You are wrong if you think that the theory of evolution comes from Charles Darwin alone.
从简单到复杂, 从低级到高等的这种生物演化的观念, 在阿里斯多德里面早就有的。
Because Aristotle first proposed this concept of simplicity to complex life
form. 这个观念埋藏了好久,
but it was hidden for a long time.
到了18世纪的时候,
in the 18th century,
法国的拉马克就提出来了,
it was proposed by
French philosophy. 拉马克提出来有一个很大的问题没办法解决的,
Lamarck believed that there's a big problem that cannot be solved.
后天习的性可以不可以传下去? 后天习的性, 我们就有这个叫做先天后天,
things that come up that's non-congenital, can it be given to the next generation?
Can you transmit it to your next generation?
Can you transmit?
所以这个就是说呢, 你一生所学的东西,
the things that you learn in your life,
结晶的智慧,
the crystallization of your knowledge,
会不会传到你的下一代去?
Can it be passed to your next generation?
如果可以传到下一代,
if it can be passed,
下一代挣扎生活几十年得到的经验再传到下一代,
the knowledge of the next generation passed to the next one.
那这个就是进化论的基础了。This
becomes the basis of evolution.
如果这是不可能的话,
but if this is not possible,
那么进化论就很难立住了。
Then theory of evolution cannot stand.
到了19世纪的时候,
by the 19th century,
达尔文就把这些论当作是都是可能的。
Charles Darwin considered all this to be possible.
再加上他的发挥性的假设, hypothetical method.
And then he added on the hypothetical method.
就侵犯到科学的范围里面,
and he included into science.
所以用假设的这些方法, 加上这些假设的后天习得性遗传的可能, 侵犯到科学演进是一种历史事实的范围, 就产生了进化论。
He used assumption in philosophy and methods to go into the scientific world.
我今天要先讲到这个地方,
I will stop here today.
刚刚接触到一个皮毛,
we are just scratching the surface.
还有很多的事情我们要继续发挥下去。
There are still many things to talk about.
如果是进化的,
if it is a result of evolution,
进化如果是科学的,
if theory of evolution is scientific,
如果科学是真理的,
if it is part of truth,
那为什么要做一个违背良心, 违背真理, 信仰上帝的人呢?
Why should we then go against the truth and believe in God?
如果进化不是科学的,
but if the theory of evolution is not scientific,
科学没有办法勾到这么深的层次的,
and if science cannot go into such depth,
上帝是真理的启示者,
and God is the revealer of the truth,
我怎么可以因为时髦的理论 而 放弃我对真理真正的执着呢?
How then should I give up my holding onto the truth because of scientific modernism?
这些困难的原则解决之后,
after we explain the difficulties of these principles, you will have a solemn choice. Do I continue in the pure faith of Christianity? Or do I deceive myself in confusion?
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us
all.
That we will thirst after the truth.
谦卑受教的灵,
to have you humble spirit.
继续在这些难题上思考,
to continue to think about these difficulties.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.